From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Passover is right around the corner, and over the next few weeks, hundreds of thousands of pounds of matzah will ship to grocery stores everywhere. A few batches of this plain-tasting cracker always sell out first because they contain shmurah matzah. What's that you say? Jean Barron reports.
The pressure is on at the Manischewitz Baking Factory in Newark, New Jersey. This is the day Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz, dressed in a white overcoat and wearing a grimace of joy and stress, oversees the production of shmurah, or watched matzah. All matzah is bread made without yeast, but shmurah matzah is guarded by the watchful eyes of a team of rabbis from the field to the oven. Their job? Prevent any trace of water mixing with the flour until the last minutes before baking.
The very basic of kosher matzah rule requires that it goes from the mixing area to the oven in less than 18 minutes.
Jewish religious leaders say 18 minutes of contact between flour and water is about as long as you can go before fermentation sets in. A few religious leaders are on hand at the industrial bakery.
Are we ready to start the process?
Yes,
taking a cue from Rabbi Horowitz, two rabbis give a blessing, press a button next to a silver mixing cauldron, and watch.
Yes, limit. Yes, that's it.
Rabbi Simcha Katz says shmurah matzah stands out in his childhood memories.
I remember going to the Boston Rebbe. A group of people of us, young people, were rolling it, and then the rabbi himself put it into the oven. And watching it, and said, wow, this is really exciting. And that matzah had a special taste.
Simcha and the others watch the high-tech machines press out a ribbon of dough. Suddenly, an official matzah maker opens a gate on the conveyor belt, and just-cut squares of dough fall into a trap right before they go in the oven. The rabbis say these matzot are not up to snuff.
The matzahs are going to trash. They're torn, they're broken, they're folded over.
This is, you see, it's like double. It's not baking good. Да, проблемы залипают. In few minutes we'll be okay.
Soon the familiar squares are rolling again. Manischewitz and other matzah makers bust out as much as 60% of their product line in the weeks before Passover. High stress?
Very. Very.
That's Manischewitz head of sales, Kevin O'Brien.
I refer to it as, for me, it's PPS, pre-Passover syndrome. In layman's terms, it's like our Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Hanukkah all rolled into one.
Manischewitz shmurah matzah is heading to Seder tables from Canada to Argentina in the coming weeks. As for the matzah dough that didn't pass muster, it'll end up in animal feed. For NPR News, I'm Jean Barron.